citizens across the capital city of Sierra Leone, Freetown, and also civil society organizations like us have been putting pressure on the government of Sierra Leone to live up to their obligation to provide the basic necessity for citizens. That includes electricity. The city have been in total darkness, you know, for more than 5 days a few weeks ago. And so citizens were outraged about the neglect of providing electricity, and that even caused to the death of a child at one of the public hospitals. The Ministry of Health have to apologize, you know, for the power outrage contributing to the loss of life in government hospitals. And also offices and businesses are also having a lot of challenges, you know, to run their businesses. So citizens went on the social media calling on the government. That includes civil society.
K-Powership, which is one of the world's biggest floating power plant operators, with several African states relying on it for electricity, like Sierra Leone, says the government owes it. Why is the finance ministry not paying this for power to be restored?
Much has not yet been disclosed to the public. I was, you know, on the national radio with the director general of the electricity distribution service in Sierra Leone, and he refused to disclose the figure after, you know, a day after the chief minister was on that very radio station, and he disclosed that is around $36 million. You know, the government of Sierra Leone owned the K-Powership. But the latest development after our radio program, you know, 2 days ago, more pressure has been mounted on the government, and now the minister has resigned. And today, we have also been informed by the Ministry of Finance that out of the amount of money they own the K-Powership, $17 million has been paid, and there are still ongoing negotiations to see how to settle the remainder, you know, and debt owned by the government of Sierra Leone to the K-Powership. But what actually baffles citizens is this. We're using a prepay meter. So citizens are saying, we paid our money and we don't get light. So why is it that? But the authorities are saying that, you know, there are a lot of lack of payment from state-owned institutions and corporations, and also citizens also engage in theft of electricity and also vandalizing, you know, their property. So these are the reasons why, you know, we're having these challenges. But it's ridiculous to accept, you know, such a lazy excuse.
Do you see this power crisis being resolved soon, even following the resignation of the minister?
I don't think so. Even though the director general and other experts, you know, have been saying that if they have given the free will to operate, definitely they will be able to restore, you know, stable, reliable and clean energy within 6 months. But, you know, a lot of other experts are saying it's quite impossible because we have a faulty line. Before 2016, we were, 15% of our population was having access to electricity, and 2.5%, you know, from the rural area were having access to electricity. We're talking about, you know, 8 million population. So this is just a crisis, and we were losing, you know, up to 4% of the electricity we generate based on faulty distribution lines and also the networks that they have to transport this power. So we are losing more than what we are supposed to consume due to dilapidated equipment and network facility we have in the country.